Okay, that made a whole lot of sense. Don't know. My, moving the mic around. Sorry for the sounds. I'm so super triggered right now. I honestly cannot get out of this headspace. It's so bad. I don't mean triggered in the super Tumblrina esque. It's just... Oh. So dumb. Anywho. I wanted to do the challenge that Rilo, I guess her name is, did about accents, because, why not? Yeah. And I have some time on my hands, and I don't feel like doing anything else. So, without too much fucking around, if I can actually find it, I'm gonna do it. Of course. I can't find anything. Find a sign. I'm not even sure that I've actually saved it, so, you know, there is also that. Here you go. Found it through Captain Wetpants, because he did it too. Alright. So, questions. My username is Cuddly Bear. Or Cuddly underscore Bear underscore. I'm from Denmark. Pronounce the following words: aunt, roof, root, theater, iron, salmon, caramel, fire, water, New Orleans, pecan, both, again, probably, Alabama, lawyer, coupon, mayonnaise, pajamas, caught, naturally. I mean, it says aluminium, but aluminum, it's so counterintuitive. In Danish, it's also aluminium, so. GIF, cracker jack, doorknob, and envelope. What's the thing called when you throw toilet paper on a house? It's called TPing, but we do not have that word in Danish, as far as I'm aware. So even, I don't know, I'm going to have some Danish stuff going over this as well, but it's not too much of a bother. Also, don't you have every day? What is a bubbly carbonated drink called? Well, a couple of different types of them, but I'm going to assume it's soda you're talking about. In Danish, it's called sodavand. What do you call gym shoes? Well, I call it something in Danish, but I guess in English it would be sneakers, I guess. But in Danish it's called indoors training sko, which is indoor training shoes, because that's where you use it. What do you call your grandparents? Well, in English, it's grandpa and grandma. And y'all don't have all the good words for it, because in Denmark, or in Danish, it's farmor, farfar, which is father, mother, father, father, and then mormor, morfar, which is mother, mother, and mother, father. Totes makes a lot more sense. I mean, there is also bestefar and bestemo, which is best father and best mother, which really is a weird term for grandparents, but that's the closest you get to grandparents. What do you call the weird wheeled contraption in which you carry groceries in the supermarket? Well, shopping cart, I guess. Danish, it's indkøbsvogn. What is the thing you change your TV channel with? A remote control? In Danish, it's fjernbetjening, which is the exact same word if you translate it. Or where I'm from, we also call it kiks, which is totally weird. Choose a book and read a passage for from it. All right, let's see. I'm just going to find whatever English book I have. All right. Let's see. This is going to be super exciting, by the way, because nothing... God damn, it's just such a shit fucking book to read from. All right. A frequency table provides the number of people and the percentage belonging to each of the categories for the variable in question. It can be used in relation to all the different types of variable. An example of a frequency table is provided for variable 0003 in table 15.2. Notice that nobody chose two of the possible choices of answer, meet others, and other, so these are not included in the table. The table shows, for example, that 33 members of the sample go to the gym to lose weight and that they represent 37%. Percentages are often rounded up and down in frequency tables of the entire sample. The procedure for generating a frequency table with SPSS is described in Chapter 16. Oh my god, that was so interesting. Social Research Methods by Alan Bryman. Totes would not recommend, unless you like that kind of shit, which I do, so it's not too bad. Do I think I have an accent? I keep saying I don't, but I most certainly do. Yeah, I think most people do. Even Americans that say that they don't have an accent still have an accent. Yeah, that's. End audio post by saying any three words you want. Cult. Ketchup and microphone. Very insightful. All right. I hope you enjoyed this installment of Bear's Random Stuff and Real Questionnaire there. So